Well, the Puritans have influenced me in mega ways throughout my life. I was 9 years old when I first came under conviction of sin. And I went to my dad's bookcase, felt my sinfulness, and I scanned all his Puritan books. And I saw The Life and Death of Mr. Badman by John Bunyan. And I said, well, I'm a bad boy, so I better read that book. So when I was 9 years old, I made my way through The Life and Death of Mr. Badman. But from the time I was 10 to 13, my impressions faded away. But when I was 14, God brought me under very severe conviction of sin. And I went back to my dad's bookcase. And that's when the Puritans really spoke to me. I read his entire bookcase. He gave me permission to actually write in his books as I read them. And I wrote notes. I made questions. I read them every night, actually, for maybe 18 months from about 10 p.m. to about 1 in the morning. I was just reading through the Bible, reading the Puritans. That was my steady diet. And it was actually reading the Puritans that brought me to spiritual liberty in Christ the following year when I was 15. And ever since then, so that's now a half a century ago, I always have at least one Puritan book going. I mean, I read a lot of other things, but I find that the Puritans do most for my own growth in holiness and my own conviction of the need to stay close to the Lord. So I always have one Puritan book going, and they've influenced me more than any other spiritual discipline has. To me, I tell preachers this all the time, if you really want to see the level of holiness grow in your congregation, read the Puritans for yourself and become more holy, and encourage your people to read the Puritans. And if you bring their emphasis of godliness in your preaching and they're reading those books, their holiness will grow normatively. I mean, the Spirit has to give it. But as Robert Murray McShane said, seldom will a congregation's holiness rise above the level of the holiness of their pastor. And that, I think, is what the Puritans are all about. Not just getting saved, but really forming holy men and women and teenagers for the living God. And to me, if I hadn't read the Puritans in my life, I mean, I still struggle with sin every day, but of course, but my convictions, my spiritual convictions wouldn't be half of what they are. They're the biggest influence in my entire life of anything.